Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome. It's another episode, of course. Yours truly here, Snarf Dude, along with...
yours sincerely, Daffodil.
And it is Cheese, Please, where we're bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week again this week. That's all
because,
we know.
Because that's all we know how to do is bring you the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
Yes, yes. And we have a new feature on the show this week.
We do?
Yes, it's about time. Wow.
You know, I worked really hard to create a new feature.
You did not do this. Come on.
I named it.
Well, yes, yes. I will give you credit for that. You did name Live from the Limburger Lounge. Ooh.
Very cheesy.
Very scary, like Count Floyd on SCTV.
No, not scary, cheesy.
Oh, well, I just like Count Floyd from SCTV.
Yes, I know.
I got a little crazy there.
It's one of the few impressions you do really well. That one and Kermit the Frog.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Kermit, what the heck are you doing in my show? Oh, I thought I'd come by, just say hi. Well, thanks. Gotta go now. Goodbye. Kermit, Jesus. Oh.
Yeah, I can't. The only impression I do is Betty Rubble laughing.
Okay. You might as well throw that in here. Yeah, on the show, though, besides the new feature, we have Kooky Country. Make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we'll tell you more a little later. We're starting off the show with some... instrumentals by the Beatles. The Beatles songs.
Beatles songs.
Yes.
Which are being performed instrumentally.
By?
By people with orchestras.
Oh, that's very good, Daffodil. We got Howard Blake and Orchestra with Yesterday. And hey, there's another orchestra with Sammy Kaye and something starting off the show right here on...
it is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese, Please.
Ooh, yeah, let's get mellow.
Thank you. a show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
With Howard Flake and orchestra with Yesterday. Before that, we had Sammy Kay and orchestra and something. I think I know the name of the orchestra, Daffodil.
Okay.
I think it's called the Muzak Orchestra.
You think maybe? Because it's pretty Muzak-y sounding.
You know, Daffodil, I'm just sitting here and I'm getting a picture in my head as I just walk. Let me give you a picture of in my head right now, Daffodil.
Tell me what's in your head, Snarf Dude.
Thank you. I'm picturing myself. It's the early 1970s. I'm walking down a shopping mall. This is playing in my head while I'm looking to try to find the latest hit by the Partridge Family or maybe the Brady Bunch on 8-track. And this is playing in my background.
See, I kind of just pictured myself being in an elevator.
No. They play these in malls, too. You remember that. You'll be walking, and all these people are being around, and you hear that Muzak. That just gets you in the mood to shop.
The fakey stuff.
The what?
The fakey-sounding stuff.
What do you mean, the fakey-sounding stuff?
It's not real music. It's Muzak.
It gets you in the mood to shop, apparently. I don't know. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please.
That was in my head. That's what the picture I had, okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
You're allowed to have pictures in your head.
Oh, you sure? I kind of wonder.
Sometimes there are concerns when you share them with other people.
But the pictures
that are in your head are allowed to be there.
Okay, well, fine. And on the show this week, we're profiling some kooky country from a K-Tel album.
That's what I thought.
Yes, the K-Tel album, probably from the 1970s, called Kooky Country. And yeah, I'm sure you can find it on Google somewhere. I don't know.
It would kind of make sense that there should be something out there somewhere about Kooky Country from K-Tel.
Yeah, K-Tel Records presents Kooky Country.
All your kooky hits, all your kooky stars.
What?
Nothing, that was kind of cool.
Well, can I do that again, then?
Do it again.
Kooky hits, kooky stars. Like Mel Tillis and Webb Pierce and How Come Your Dog Don't Bite Nobody But Me.
That's actually kind of a cool song.
That's coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Little Jimmy Dickens, May He Rest in Peace, and How to Catch an African Skeeter. He was known as May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose Dude?
Yeah, I kind of sort of remember that.
This is a different one. Until, well, I'm not leaving yet. What am I talking about? Oh, gosh.
You're getting confused.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, we're going to play these two songs right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Oh.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend your ear to my jive. I'm going to tell you how to catch an African skeeter alive. You go down to the wilds of Africa, where a jackrabbit packs his lunch, and you'll find him up in a coconut tree, going munch, 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 munch. Your skeeter catching stuff includes a cigar 10 years old, a great big sack full of hand grenades, and 100 feet of rope. You're gonna need you a 12-pound hammer and a helmet made of steel, and a rabbit's foot to bring you luck so you won't come home killed.
That's what you do, and I sure ain't talking no jive. That's what you do if you wanna learn how to get an African skeeter alive.
And now you take your 12-pound hammer and pounce up on his back, and you bash him between the shoulder blades till he turns blue and black. Don't worry about that 12-pound hammer beating that skeeter to death. This just gets his attention and makes him hunt for his breath. And now you've got him all set up to tie up with your rope. You tie a granny knot, a goose knot, a navy knot, a wingding, a whatnot. Be cautious with that skeeter. That skeeter ain't no fool. Work hard and save your money and join my skeeter catching school.
That's what you do. That's what you do if you want to learn how to get an African skeeter alive.
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
Daffodil.
I know, and the song definitely could use more cowbell.
Okay, Bessie, you want to leave here? There we are. There she goes. Way from here. Anyway, and before that, we had Jimmy D Dickens, Little Jimmy Dickens, and How to Catch an African Skater Alive. Part of Kooky Country on our profile this week, which is a K-Tel album from...
sometime in the 70s. Yes. I tried to find out exactly when, but apparently there's been more than one K-Tel record called Kooky Country.
Oh, really? Oh,
all
shoot.
With different songs on it.
I did not know that.
It's very confusing.
Oh, what else can you tell me about it?
I see why you picked the two songs you picked, but I probably would have liked to have heard The Monkey That Became President by Tom T. Hall.
Oh, I'll put that on the list. I think that's skipped or something.
Or Three Sheets to the Wind.
Oh.
Or Johnny Bond.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind for future. We'll work in some other Kooky Country cuts on the show. How's that?
I mean, it has all the standards. You can't roller skate the Buffalo Herd.
Ah, yes.
Running Bear.
Oh, yes.
Boleros.
Yes. We haven't played that, though, Running
Bear.
No,
there are lots we haven't played. There are many songs.
Okay, I'll just start mining the album for the show. How's that?
It's a good idea.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is cheese, please.
And wow, gee whiz, we got a new feature on the show this week, largely because of a blog I found.
Which is cool.
Yeah. But you came up with the name, which is kind of cool, but hey...
Live
no,
from
no, no,
the
no.
Limburger Lounge.
Oh, no, you ruined that. I have an official intro.
Even better.
Okay, let's play the official intro. Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge. Wow, that's Tom Bergeron, isn't it?
That was pretty good, actually.
That's Tom Bergeron from Dancing with the Stars, isn't it?
No, but it's not a bad Tom Bergeron impression.
I wonder who that guy is. Man, he's pretty cool. Anyway, on the show this week, I mean, the whole thing behind the live from the Limburger Lounge is lounge singers that record albums.
Exactly.
This is kind of scary. I didn't even know this, like, existed. Lounge singers that record albums. So the Motor Lounge people, hey, they go in the recording studio too.
Which is kind of cool.
So let's give them a little love, shall we say.
It's a good idea.
Okay, the first live from the Limburger Lounge is featuring Sparky Thurman with Tom Maxwell and the classic lounge song, Feeling.
Right here on Cheese, Please.
Okay, take it away, guys.
Here now is Tom with one of the beautiful tunes of today, the very lovely Feelings.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. I'm trying to forget my feelings of love and teardrops rolling down on my face. I'm trying to forget my feelings of love. Feelings, for all my life I'll feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Like I never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my arms. things, and I'm trying to forget my feelings of love. And teardrops are rolling down on my face, 'cause I'm trying to forget my feelings of love. Feelings, for all my life I'll feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Feelings like I never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my arms. Feelings, all of my life I'll feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. Come again.
Live from the Limburger Lounge.
Is it over?
The extended,
have we reached the end?
The extended version here on the show this week.
Isn't that song normally like about 2 minutes and 20 seconds?
No.
2 minutes and 30 seconds?
No. That's the let's get mellow and relax and enjoy the sound of feelings.
Or at least enjoy the sound of our own voices.
With Tom Maxwell singing and Sparky Thurman there. Here on the show this week, what? It wasn't that long. What?
Yeah, it was.
Well, we had to start off with a bang for the Limburger Lounge feature.
Yes, we did.
You know?
To really make sure people understand exactly what's going to happen when it happens.
Exactly. That's the epitome of the Limburger Lounge. How bad can you drag it out?
It's kind of cool.
Answer, 6 minutes, 21 seconds. There we go. Anyway, my name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and thank you. You have joined us for this weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. That is our show, Cheese Please.
Yes. And like to comment or do anything, Daffodil?
No, I'm just happy that we've reached the end of another fantastic, scintillating episode.
What do you mean, spectacular, scintillating episode?
Fascinating, scintillating. There was no spectacular in there at all.
Was it? Come on, didn't you like the kooky country and the whole?
I liked it all.
Stuff?
But now we have to do the last piece.
Yeah. I suppose I just like, you know, I just.
I'm telling you now. If you don't open it now, you're not going to have time to do it.
Okay. Here we go.
You're getting a little loud again when you do that. People are going to complain again when you do that.
Oh, gosh.
What did you find?
I choked.
I know, because you yelled too loud.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be a little easier on my vocal cords, I guess. We've got Norman Fox and Pizza Pie ending off the show this week.
Which is appropriate.
Yes.
Because I think we're going for pizza when we're done.
There we go. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of Cheese, Please.
standing on the sidewalk just admiring the view. And we thought that we would go downtown and find something to do. And we saw this place upon the corner and it looked real swell. So we opened the door and we went inside. This is what we yell now, pizza. Hey, pizza. Got a chick I really dig, I'm gonna love her all of my life. I'm gonna take her home and marry her and keep her for my wife. And when the people come and ask me the question, I'm gonna tell them why. Cause she stands in the kitchen and makes me all those great big pizza pies. Now pizza. Hey pizza. Well, the time went by and we had some kids, and they're the apple of my eye. And they're growing big and strong and tall, and their heads right up to the sky. Now some may wonder why they're so healthy, this is my reply. Cause they've been born and bred and always fed on great big pizza pies. Now pizza. Hey pizza. Brother, and I'm getting ready to die. But there's one request that I must make before I hit the sky. And that request is something no man in his right mind did not deny. Cause when they put me 6 feet under, I'm taking a great big pizza pie now, pizza. Hey, pizza pie.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.